So what's the most bizarre gift you've ever received from a relative? It's 99.7 DJX. My uncle, I'm convinced, would just find things around his house and kind of wrap them up. So
for kind of great.
Yeah, for example, like he gave my sister, when she was probably maybe six, some Velcro Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles shoes, which definitely not her jam.
Okay.
But then what I remember fondly from him is a framed collage of Star Trek pictures.
Oh, and I'm guessing you weren't a huge Trekkie when you were growing up.
I've never once mentioned Star Trek. And it was,
he's probably thinking, oh, it's wildly popular. He's got to like it. I'm sure he's going to like it.
Okay. And so it's like a picture of the spaceship and a picture of some of the characters, all kind of like in a sort of collage. And it's on a, like a wood frame that has plexiglass kind of screwed on the top of it.
How old were you?
I might have been like 12 or 13. Maybe
what
even
was your face like?
Maybe even 14 or 15.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where it was just like, oh.
Did you play the game right? Did you have the right face?
Well, I'll tell you.
I'm grateful for the thought that you had to give me again.
My sister was notorious for not having a poker face. She was notorious for it. And so she'd just be like, what? Like, I don't like these. And it's like, oh gosh, okay, all right.
See, we always coached our kids. Like, when you go around, you do the different Christmases. Like, if you get the same thing or something you already have, we say thank you. We're not going to tell them that. We don't say, I already have this, or I don't like that.
Yeah,
or,
it didn't matter.
Nothing like that. You
it didn't matter
them.
How many times we coached my sister. It was
dead matters out the
it
window.
It was reactionary.
In the moment.
It was yeah. reactionary. Yeah.
It's
it was
instinctual.
Just a exactly. Yeah. She's going to tell you what she thought.
You have to go in with a little bit of a game face, especially in white elephant parties.
Oh yeah.
Because you're going to get some wacky stuff.
Yeah. So maybe they were, but see, that's not even like what I'm talking about. I'm talking about legit presents from they your think, relatives.
Yeah, they think that they're doing
so
a great
maybe,
thing. They're getting you something really good.
Yeah, maybe they're out of touch. Maybe they're just old. Maybe they don't know you very well. I mean, obviously, it's the thought that counts.
Sure.
Let's all be appreciative that they
yes.
thought of you enough in those old crap moments when
yes.
they realized they were heading over and then you were going to be there and they're like, oh, I don't know what to get Ben. And then pulling it
this
off your
Star
wall.
Star Trek picture off let's the
get,
wall.
Let's get him his Star Trek. He's a kid. He loves Star Trek.
He's got to love Star Trek. Everybody loves Star Trek.
Right?
Now, so, I got a message from David. Said the weirdest gift I have ever received was from my great grandmother. She wrapped a pack of six blank VHS tapes, gave them to me when I was a kid, and my dad used them to record all of his favorite shows, so I didn't even get to use them.
Oh, no. That's funny. Carol said, I got one placemat for the kitchen table from a relative. Oh.
One.
One.
Typically, you buy one for every
you get a
place
set.
At the table.
Yeah, you at least get four, right? At least four.
That's so great.
You get one. Because, listen, I got four, and I got to give one to each of you, all right? So you get one.
Jeremy, a.k.a. J. Martz. One of the first Christmas gatherings I had with my wife's side of the family, I guess her grandma forgot I was coming, snuck into the bathroom to grab her recently deceased husband's half-used bath salts to wrap them and give them to me.
Listen, it's the thought that counts. He would have loved you to smell Listen, just like him.
Pamper yourself.
Pamper yourself like my husband can't anymore.
Oh, God.
That is funny.
Oh.
Jay said, my grandma one year gave me a stuffed real mouse holding
oh,
a tiny
like a taxidermied mouse?
Yeah, holding a tiny beer and smoking a cigar. Again, the thought that counts. Let's all be appreciative that they're even thinking of you enough to get you a present, right?
Even better if Jay was a kid at the time.
I know, right?
Right?
It's like, hey, thanks,
Cindy
Grandma.
Cindy says, my aunt gave me a bunch of used bras that don't fit.
Here, honey, you're growing into a woman.
my gosh.
Here you go. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Oh, my God.
Got a message on Facebook. Melanie got queen size pantyhose. As a size for half a roll of Christmas toilet paper, too.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great. That's great.
Oh, there's some really good ones. Oh, gosh, Kevin, my grandmother gave me a box of my grandfather's used disposable razors and a half-used bottle of 20-year-old mouthwash. What? I was 10.
What? See, again, it's the randomness, the most bizarre gifts. We thank them for thinking of us, but seriously, you can look back and go,
yeah. Used mouth. Oh,
that's funny.
Come on now.
Yeah.
That is great.
All right. Hey, let's take a few more. All right. 502-795-1997. You got a good story. Let us know. And we'll do the most bizarre presents you've ever received from a relative. I mean, who wouldn't want a framed mural of Star Trek as a Christmas present from your uncle, right?
Probably off his wall.
Right. It's 99.7 DJX. Talking about the most bizarre gifts you've ever received from a relative. Amy rolls in, says, when I was about 10, my grandma gave me a potato and a can of Vienna sausages.
What? When she was 10?
That's the gift that keeps on giving, that's for sure.
That is precisely the I forgot to go get.
Yeah, right?
Let's go to the pantry, see what we got.
Exactly.
1,000%.
Joan.
Hey, I just wanted to say my ex-husband gave me some battery-operated slippers one year for Christmas.
Battery-operated slippers? What are those? What do they do with the batteries?
You turned on this little button on the slippers, and they vibrated on the heel.
Oh, okay. That was worrying me for a second. I thought she was going to say something else.
Wait a second. When you hear battery-operated.
Wait, what? I know.
What, on this show, what, you start to immediately think.
What did your ex give you? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Lindsay said a used gift card that my aunt tore the backing off of and said, here, when she handed it to me, $13.86.
Oh, my gosh.
It was used.
She's like, well,
here,
I mean,
I didn't use all this.
I didn't use it all. I mean, it's good store, though. Good store. I mean, I didn't use it all. Jen said my ex-mother-in-law used to get me socks every Christmas and say it was the only thing she could find in my size. I always said, wow, it's a wonder I even wear clothes.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shoot. And even got her a broom. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Amanda says, when I was about 12, my grandmother bought me a teddy with leg straps and stockings. It was purple.
Oh, my gosh.
I was embarrassed as I got her lingerie.
A dominatrix teddy bear?
Like sexy lingerie.
That's funny.
No, it wasn't a teddy bear. It's like a nightie.
Oh,
like a
oh my gosh.
Nightie.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe she
this
just
is
thought.
Not a teddy bear. This is a sexy. So maybe she's like, oh, she likes teddies. She went in the wrong store and they gave her the wrong teddy.
Oh, that is funny.
No.
Brad said my wife's grandparents once gave me a Bic lighter and a rain gauge.
What?
Everyone else got North Face jackets or Jordan shoes. He got a Bic lighter and a rain gauge.
Oh, that is.
Anybody get anything for
awful.
Brad? Well, nope. All right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh. Amber. Amber's probably still working this out in therapy. My grandma got my cousin a Barbie dream house.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing. I was 5.
Oh, gosh.
What? You're 5 and watching a cousin open a Barbie dream house and you get nothing from grandma? Oh, wow.
Melissa,
I feel like we need to start a GoFundMe to buy Amber a Barbie dream house.
I know, poor girl. Melissa said her mother-in-law got her a used old lady nightgown.
Oh,
so
God.
There's that. Krista said my sister, that's 20 years older than me, gave me at 13 a Crosby and Nash cassette. Crosby and Nash is a duo from like the 70s.
Yeah, back in the day.
I know, right?
And she wanted New Edition and New Kids on the Block.
That's funny.
Very different eras. Oh my gosh, Selena. She said she got a pack of cigarettes.
Oh.
my aunt drank too much eggnog, wrapped her cigarettes instead of my actual gift by mistake.
Oh, my gosh.
I just imagine being like, whoa, whoopsies. Here, let me get that. Let me go find what I was actually
got. No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Got a text from a listener. My dad gave us IOUs. His first Christmas after getting a divorce because he shopped the day before. Oh, no.
And there was nothing left. They didn't get anything on the list.
Oh, gosh. I owe you these nice pair of patent leather shoes. I owe them.
He hand drew what we were getting on notebook paper and put the drawings under the tree.
Oh, no.
It's like, hey, I promise. I'm good for it. You just have to wait a little longer. I'm sorry.
Another text. When my husband and I first started dating, his mother got us a waterproof mattress pad. How awkward is that?
That is so awkward.
That is so awkward. These are good. All right. Hey, if you've got any more, you want to post it up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. We got a thread going there. But
I'm still traumatized for poor Amber watching her cousin get the Barbie dream house, and she got nothing at the age
she
of
got
five.
Nothing.
I don't know how old she is now, but I feel like she still needs to like live out her Barbie house dreams.
She does.
That is just tragic.
100%. All right. There you go. Hey, thanks for all the stories.